This is a very big day for us. It is the start of Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound, also brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning. All of the ticket hosts head to parts unknown deep into the woods, and we're going to spend the next few days together. It starts this afternoon at 1 o'clock with the Sweet Spot, broadcasting from parts unknown. We'll all be there this afternoon, this evening, overnight, all day tomorrow, and then Thursday. And we really are going to a new location this year. Sometimes we don't. We go to the same location, but we lie and we say we're at a new location. But this year, we really are going somewhere new. We've had several locations over the years of doing this. We've had a few repeat locations. We were out in Rome, Texas for the last couple of years. At this bunkhouse out there. We were in Grand Prairie camping out many, many years. That was a great bunkhouse and location. We decided to mix it up this year, and we are going about as far away as we have ever gone. We've gone out to West Texas a couple hours west from here, and we've gone into East Texas one time, an hour or two east of here. This is pretty far out.
Yeah, similar. Pretty long trip. Some are familiar with this area more than others. But it's out there, and I think it will be adventurous.
Yeah, you guys are going to be in my backyard. This is some of my favorite land in Texas.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. I think there is some. It is also some of my favorite land in Texas.
Okay. You know what? There's some truth to that.
I'll say it's kind of my backyard.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. He's kind of bandwagoning, but okay.
We are in the state of Texas.
Yes.
We have thought about taking the Musers Ticket Compound out of state.
Mm-hmm.
We have yet to do that. We are staying in state. You think we'll ever take it out of state?
Yes.
Or out of country?
You know what would be really cool is, you know, we have a good relationship with Choctaw Casino.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Choctaw Nation, wouldn't it be cool to do a compound on the res? Like, actually see a reservation and spend time there.
It'd be great. I'd love that.
Okay. It'd be kind of cool. Just an idea. Or we could go up to Oklahoma to Joe Exotic's old place.
Oh, my gosh. What's Tiger left
King.
Of that?
Well, we can't wait to get together with our ticket buddies, our show, The Invasion, The Sweet Spot, and The Hardline, all together in what is one of our biggest annual events. We will all share a bunkhouse. We'll have all our meals together. Tonight we'll watch the Stars game and listen to it here on the ticket. We'll have our Dallas Stars post-game show afterwards with everybody on board. And that was a lot of fun last year. We'll have deep night ticket broadcasting these next couple of nights overnight. We know P1s who take vacation these couple of days from work just to be by the channel. It's really amazing what the compound has turned into.
You get all sorts of different combinations during the day, late night ticket shows. I think we ought to do this. I'm going to ask Kat, can we do a live spot during the Stars game? maybe between periods, and they can throw it out to us for like a minute or so.
Sure.
Yeah, just tell you the
just
latest.
To hear the drunken mayhem that's going on back at the compound.
Yeah, just a preview of what's coming up after the Stars game, maybe a couple of hot takes. I know that'll drive Bruce Levine crazy, but maybe.
Maybe. The compound always gives us moments. This is many, many, many years ago. We were out west of the Metroplex for this one, and this is when Gordo got a hold of a deer carcass.
So sorry.
It's tearing my family apart because I can only sit on chairs.
Boys.
When I lie on a couch, I can hear her screaming. It's the ghost of the couch lady.
The couch lady. What does the couch lady do?
Oh, my God. What is this?
Her skin was grafted into a couch as her family fed her, and she died. And Dr. Keith told us about this story years
ago.
Yes.
Get this cord off of it. God.
No, I'm just really having problems now.
Because
when I have blackouts, I've sometimes fed the couch spaghetti.
All right, so, Junior, a real rotting deer carcass was just thrown on Corby.
By Gordo?
Not one of those stuffed
Caller, thank you for
this
your story.
Real...
I hope you're okay with the couch lady. Okay, now what happened?
Found in the woods or whatever. Look, you got to see this thing.
Is it fresh?
No, it's dried out.
It's almost petrified.
But there's still a lot of...
Where is that idiot?
We were around the campfire, right?
Yeah, we were around a campfire. I don't know whether you were like in a different place. It sounded like we're
I want to say I was up closer to the bunkhouse.
You may have been up on the back patio of the bunkhouse, and we were down by the campfire, and I found this half of a deer carcass that was like mummified and gross, and I for some reason I thought that Corby wanted it. I thought that he had texted me and told me that he loved half deer carcasses.
He laughed until he figured out what it was.
So I just set it on his lap gently.
We've had lots of run-ins with wildlife over the years. This was a couple of years ago when I was attacked by a killer spider.
Age 55.
My age.
I think there's a wasp on Junior.
That was wildlife. That was the daintiest exit I've ever seen.
Because I had a cobweb attached to me and I had to dance away from it.
Of course, there's
deadly
a lot
spider.
Of there's a lot of drinking, and sometimes it leads to late night phone calls that probably shouldn't be taken, and things get said.
Jennifer, you want a song real quick?
Jub, I would love a song.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone, thinking of you till it hurts.
That's wrong chord. Anyway, that's all you get.
You know what?
A little bit of air supply there for you.
No, I appreciate that. That was awesome.
All right, you go, girl.
All right, you guys.
Swing on, Jennifer.
Yep.
Emails.
Swing on, girl. Swing on, sister.
You know
Swing
it.
Out, sister. Good luck, Jennifer. With your bottom.
All right, who else we got? We don't want to talk to dudes. Blow them all out.
Good luck with your bottom.
Clear out the lines.
Gosh, everybody's so slurry.
Man.
A couple of years ago, EA was running things from back at the Ticket Studios and trying to communicate with all of us, but none of us could figure out what EA was saying.
All right, let's take a few more calls. Chet, where are we headed?
Going to Corgi, actually.
What?
Corgi.
Corgi.
Corgi?
What? No. It's not Corvi, and it's not Corgi. It's Corky.
Corky.
C-O-R-K-Y.
The look on your face, and you looked at me and you go, Corgi?
Because I thought he said Corby, actually, and then I thought, does he want Corby to go to the callers?
No, he wants Corby.
He only answers to Corby.
He wants Corby to go to Corky.
Okay, what's up,
all right,
Corky? EA, where are we headed?
Mork.
What did he say? What did he say?
Mork.
And Mindy.
I'm at
Mork.
Hello?
What is your given name, sir?
Mark Allen Glenn.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my God. EA, one more.
This is Dalton.
No way. Dalton?
Dalton.
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 Yeah, it's Dalton.
Yeah, Dalton.
With an A?
Yeah.
Did you not hear Dalton?
Yeah, he said Dalton, but Dalton.
He said
all good.
D-O-L-T-O-N.
Right.
We're good.
What's the deal?
And, of course, famously, one very, very late night, I guess Donnie was in charge of signing off this particular segment.
Oh, man.
I want to do the rest of the show tonight by myself on the phone for 2 hours.
All right.
Oh, God.
Hey, okay. Well, you know what?
Donnie, it's your job.
We are signing out right now at the ticket compound. It is 201
compound.
We really appreciate all the ladies that called in. Power hour gone. We are going to bed. We will talk to you tomorrow, 5:30, Musers, camp out. Woofer Reserve in the house. We'll holla.
We'll holla.
The most drunken sign-off ever. So that's what's ahead of us. We will head out there this afternoon and for the next couple of days, starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon with the sweet spot. And then, of course, running through the night for the next couple of nights, the Tequila Volteo Muser's Ticket Compound, brought to us by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning.